we're super excited to have on the phone with us today, Matthew Nelson, who along with his brother Gunner is going to be at the State Theater here in Bay City coming up Saturday the 17th for Ricky Nelson Remember, the tribute show to their dad. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. It's certainly nice to talk to you folks. I'm excited to be talking to Michigan. We have Michigan ties that not many people know about. Our grandfather on our mother's side of the family won the Heisman at Michigan University in 1940, Tom Harmon.
Very cool. Yeah, we saw that in the notes.
Hey, you have notes to this. That's good.
We sure do. Yeah, we come prepared. So have you been back to Michigan in a while?
We travel an awful lot. It's blurring together, really, you know, especially since I moved to Nashville from Los Angeles. You know, everything seems to be a fairly short flight. So, yeah, we've been playing a lot in Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, you know, kind of sticking to places like that, just a little north of us.
Okay, so not too far of a drive or a flight, so.
Yeah, exactly. Not too bad at all. And I love the people, you know, to be honest with you. You know, Gunner and I, you know, we had most of our success in our career in that area. So did, you know, our dad, Rick Nelson, and our grandparents and stuff. I think there's something to the type of entertainment that we've all provided for our specific generations that kind of works.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, especially for our younger audience. Like Will, he's just a kiddo here.
Well, I'm not quite a millennial. I'm like on the cusp there of.
You're not quite as entitled. That's good.
Okay. Oh, I like that. That's right. That's right. So, of course, the history is, you know, Ozzie and Harriet, those are your grandparents. They were on, you know, the number one show for a long time. And then, of course, your dad had so many hit singles and was on the Billboard Hot 100 with top 10 hits and one of the biggest selling artists of all time. And then, of course, you and your brother Gunner with the band Nelson from the 90s. That's what I remember. But you're doing the Ricky Nelson Remembered shows, taking you guys back to the 60s. Can you tell us a little bit about the music?
Absolutely. Well, this whole thing came about because my brother and I were very fortunate. You know, we sold about 10 million records to people who had no idea who our dad Ricky Nelson was. But he was our best friend, and we lost him when we were about 18 years old. You know, we knew him well. We were friends and knew him as a person and stuff. But frankly, it was too soon. And Gunner and I, you know, had the pleasure of, as I said, having our own success with a different type of music. But our dad was really one of the original pioneers. We call him the rock and roll sleeper cell because when he started playing rock and roll, he was only 16 years old in 1957. It was so new, they couldn't even call it rock and roll on television because it wouldn't pass the censors. It was, you know, kind of like the devil's art form type of thing. And here comes Ozzie and Harriet's kid. You know, everybody grew up with him growing up on television. The show Ozzie and Harriet wound up running 435 episodes over 14 years, the longest running live action sitcom ever. And our grandparents, Ozzie and Harriet, I mean, just when you say Ozzie and Harriet, it's like part of the lexicon. You know, it's like the quintessential American family. And our pop was impossibly good looking, which was obviously a real plus for him. But in America, to be honest with you, it kind of also saddled him when he blew up so huge as kind of like a made-for-TV success. Whereas in, like, say, Europe, for instance, you'll see in the show, they didn't get Ozzie and Harriet. So you have Paul McCartney on film saying he was the famous Nelson. And our pop wound up not only, you know, as like they called him teen idol. He was the first guy they ever said teen idol in Life magazine because they didn't know how else to describe him. But then, unfortunately, after that, there were a lot of, quote, teen idols that came that they kind of couldn't play and sing. They were just kind of propped up. So he reinvented himself at the very, very beginning of the stuff that came out of Southern California in the late 60s with that whole country rock movement that gave birth to, you know, Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles, Poco, you know, all that stuff. Our dad was really at the vanguard of that, and people had to kind of give him another look. And the cool thing about this show, to get back to it, is we put this show together because it had so many people asking us to play our dad's tunes. And we thought, first of all, it doesn't really fit with what we do completely. So let's do a show that's all him all the time. And he was so well documented. I mean, we have these, what I call the world's greatest home movies with Ozzie and Harriet.
Yeah.
435 episodes, all the interview footage. His life was completely documented over four decades. And so what you get with our show is like a high energy, you know, rock concert with all the songs you know. You know, we get to, it's, I don't want to call it a tribute, it's like a celebration. You know, we're up there not trying to be him, but celebrating his music and telling his story. And it really, it's kind of the story of America when you think about it. So we put a show together that that people, yes, even like Will over there, you know, if you don't know anything even about us, by the time you leave, you'll feel like you're friends with every generation of our family going back 100 years.
I like that. That's very cool. And, it's very nostalgic for me, too, because my dad still is a huge fan of Ricky Nelson and still, you know, plays a lot of your dad's music. He plays guitar as well. And, you know, he's played it for me. And, you know, I kind of grew up listening to a lot of that as well. So, you know, even for the younger generation, there's a lot of nostalgia that comes about from the concert.
Well, yeah, it's not only that. It's kind of like, especially where we are right now, I believe, in global history, let alone American history, you know, everything is so fast food. Everything is like here today, hot tamale. And the thing about our dad's career, as I said, it spans so long, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that it was genuinely great music. I mean, songs like, they're classics, Hello Mary Lou, Traveling Man, Poor Little Fool, Garden Party. I mean, we basically play nothing but top 40 songs. I mean, he had 40 top 40 appearances on the Billboard Hot 100. You know, number one records, of course. We're the only family in history with three successive generations in a row of number one hits. You know, that's never been done, according to the Guinness Book. So it's a really cool story. It's an American story. And frankly, if you think about it from our point of view, you know, Gunnar and I are, you know, we still do our band, Nelson. As a matter of fact, we're really relaunching it this year with a big tour in
cool.
the summer.
Yeah.
Because we've kind of, you know, put that away for a while because we didn't want to be kind of oversaturated like a lot of those bands were. And frankly, we kind of had our own little niche. You know, we were a heavy pop band. You know, we kind of could play with all those hair bands, but we really never fit there. But then again, we were a little heavy for the pop stuff. So it's kind of neat to have our, you know, we always say we're a little closer to, we're like Cheap Trick meets the Beach Boys. And, you know, yeah. with this show, it's neat because those songs and all the guitar work, you know, this was at a time, really, when it started, when you had to have real, genuine talent and ability, you know, because you couldn't fix things in the mix. There were no computers. It was, hey, how was that? And it gave birth to people like, you know, our dad or Elvis, and then, of course, the Beatles, and, you know, the stuff that really needed to be done well. And you see kids going back now on YouTube and rediscovering this stuff, and it's so raw and genuine. It gives people what they can't get right now, which is genuine.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
What our whole point was.
Can you imagine if you had auto-tune in the 60s? Like, what kind of music would have came out of that?
Yeah, Britney Spears.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, what would your dad say about the teen idols, quote-unquote, that have come after him? You know, like the Justin Biebers of the world.
You know, I got to say this. Justin, I think he would probably respect Justin a lot. There are some people that have... You know, the kid's wicked talented, and so is, you know, look at Justin Timberlake. I mean, he owned the Super Bowl halftime thing. I mean, there are people that come out of that, and, you know, of course, I'm busting on Britney, but for what she does, it's great. It's just, for me, when I go see a concert, I don't really want to see somebody that's doing an aerobics class and lip syncing. That's not what I think a concert is.
Yeah.
For me, a concert is, hey, can you throw down? And how about this? If I throw you, hey, play such and such, you can just whip right into it. You know, it's not on the computer. And what's really fun about all the music that we celebrate in this show is from start to finish, I got to say this, our dad was the real deal. He was the real thing. And I think what people find, you know, look, we take people on a ride. So it's a lot of fun. And once you get past that initial, you know, who are these guys and what are they doing phase, by the end, literally, we have them laughing. And at the end of the show, we actually pull out a tearjerker that we wrote for our dad. And it gets people connected with the whole audience and with themselves and their families and stuff like that. So it's actually, it's more than a show. And, of course, for Gunnar and I, we're representing our entire family up there. So it we can't just phone this one in. You know, they're bigger than we are. And, yeah, it's not about selling records or anything. It's about representing, you know, our souls and our hearts and what we're all about for a lot of generations. And we're really excited to come and play there.
Yeah.
You know, we've been looking forward to it for months.
And so are we, definitely. I mean, the rich history of your family is just something that you guys can be so proud of.
Yeah.
And I think it's just so cool that you've got this kind of party atmosphere. You go back, you have fun, but you also remember the great music of your dad. It's awesome.
It is fun. And, you know, you never know who it's going to affect. Our uncle is kind of a famous actor, Mark Harmon, you know, from NCIS.
Oh, yeah.
He's our mom's brother.
Yeah.
And it was weird. You know, I stay with him when I'm in Los Angeles. He's a great guy. But, you know, here's a guy that's the top television star on the planet. He got his start as a walk-on an episode of Ozzie and Harriet.
Oh, is that right?
And he told me that, It's true. And he told me that he learned everything that he needed to know about acting and producing television from my grandfather, Ozzy, for following him around for 1 week.
Wow.
And I just thought, wow, it's pretty amazing how there's a ripple effect. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, Will, what you were saying with, you know, your dad played those songs for me when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
All of those songs are a memory. So for Will, it's a memory of connecting with his father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Music, it's really weird. I don't talk about it a whole lot, but music has immense power to do amazing things. And I think in the kind of world that we live in right now, why not go see a show that takes you to a place that is real and makes you feel better, even if it's for 2 hours, to kind of get back in touch with those things, with those moments with your family or great songs that took you someplace.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
just my opinion.
You sold me. I'm in.
All right. I'll be here.
All right. And that's why you put your money down and go see the big show at the State Theater. Again, the show is Saturday, February 17th. You can get all the ticket information at the statetheaterbaycity.com or the box office there. Matthew, and we look forward to meeting your brother as well, Gunner, and we'll see you at the show.
Well, absolutely. Come on down. And, of course, we always get those fans of ours that bring the posters on the walls where we look like hot Swedish chicks. We'd be happy to sign them.
Hot
so come
Swedish
on down.
Chicks? Okay, yeah. Do you guys ever miss the long hair?
I've got long hair again.
Do you?
When I heard that we were going on tour, well, you know, I just turned 50, so it's a miracle I still have hair. But,
yeah.
you know, it's funny. My wife said to me last night, she's like, what's going on with the long hair, man? I'm like, well, you know, we're going to be going out with some pretty big rock bands, and, you know, it's just hair. Come on, you know.
Right.
But I'm secretly going, grow.
Right, no. Right. Hey, if you've got it, keep it rolling.
That's right.
I'm rocking the man bun right now. Seriously, it's not rock.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Matthew. We appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you, guys. We'll see you at the State.